What's up, everybody? Matt Kajewski here on Twitter at Matt_Kajewski, back again with the Awesome Fantasy Football YouTube channel. And today we are going to be talking tight end sleepers. Before we get started, make sure to hit that thumbs up button, subscribe to the channel, and hit that notification bell so you know when this and all other content goes live. For the purposes of this video, we are going to talk tight ends in relation to their ADP. So sleepers, they can be early in drafts, in the mid rounds, in late, as long as their values compared to where they are being drafted. And the conversation today is going to start with Los Angeles Rams tight end Tyler Higbee. First and foremost, Higbee is coming off a 60 target, 521-yard season. He had an 11% target share, averaged just 4 targets per game. But Higbee is increasingly interesting because the Rams let Gerald Everett walk in free agency. Now, Gerald Everett's basically split time with Tyler Higbee in a 50-50 timeshare throughout their careers. But now we just have Jacob Harris coming into play tight end, maybe some other incumbents they have on the roster, but competition is a lot weaker for Higbee this year. Not to mention Matthew Stafford comes into the offense, and we are expecting an overall step forward in efficiency for Higbee. He's coming off the board as the tight end 8, just inside the top 100 picks in fantasy football. It's behind players like TJ Hockenson and Dallas Goedert, slightly ahead of other players like Noah Fant and Logan Thomas. For that reason, we have Gerald Everett gone and Tyler Higbee now with an increased target share. This should make him a strong value as the tight end 8 in fantasy football. Very comfortable with him in the mid rounds and actually like him a little bit more than someone like Dallas Goedert, who may be looking at volume concerns in Philadelphia when someone like Tyler Higbee doesn't have those concerns any longer. So he's still a sleeper tight end, even though he's inside the top 8 at the position. Sleeper number 2, we move to Minnesota, and we have third-year pro Irv Smith, still just 22.9 years old. He'll play this season at age 23. He's coming off a 13-game season where he turned 43 targets into 30 catches for 365 yards and 5 scores. Also had 311 yards as a rookie. We saw an 11% target share from Irv Smith, 3.3 targets per game. But similar to Gerald Everett, we're expecting a step forward after Minnesota let go of Kyle Rudolph. Now, their head coach Mike Zimmer has been vocal about the tight end position. He noted that he should not have Irv Smith playing in every down role. I don't think this matters too much. Irv Smith's a little bit smaller at 6'2", 242. He basically plays that big slot role for Minnesota. So even if he's not on the field for every single snap, he still should be running a route on a majority of the dropbacks with Minnesota. And they don't have a third pass catcher of consequence behind Adam Thielen or Justin Jefferson. So we should be seeing a step forward in those 43 targets Irv Smith saw last year. He's coming off the board at tight end 12. So behind the tight ends we already mentioned, and then Logan Thomas and Mike Gesicki. There's concerns with both of those tight ends. Logan Thomas just 1 year basically at the position with a productive season. And Gesicki is on a Miami offense that's added a slew of pass catchers in Jalen Waddle and Will Fuller. Irv Smith, conversely, is having pass catchers depart from Minnesota. So this is a step forward for Irv Smith. And as the tight end 12 outside the top 130 in average draft position, there's a lot to like here. Not to mention that he played over 79% of the snaps in all 3 games that Kyle Rudolph missed last year. Our next sleeper tight end, we are starting to get into the depths. We will go to New Orleans and discuss second-year pro Adam Trautman coming out of Dayton. Last year, Trautman only saw 16 targets in 16 games, averaged just 1 target per game. Of course, Jared Cook was in the picture, and now we have Jared Cook moving on, heading to the Los Angeles Chargers. And not to mention, they also lose Emmanuel Sanders. Those two vacate a combined 98 targets in the offense. They have Michael Thomas still in the picture, but they didn't add any other pass catchers of consequence. They add Nick Vinette at tight end, but he's more of a blocker. So it looks like Adam Trautman is poised for a step up as far as role goes this season. They will be moving from Drew Brees. Right now, Jameis Winston is the front runner from the job. That's better for pass catchers, but Taysom Hill likely is a factor to some degree. I think some of these changes are overblown, and Adam Trautman's still a huge value in fantasy football. Right now, he's coming off the board outside the top 130 picks as well, behind the players we mentioned, behind Irv Smith, behind Robert Tonyan, and he's somebody who could step into a much larger role than some of the timeshare tight ends we've discussed previously. Again, Jared Cook alone vacates 60 targets. They bring in Vinette, but there's not really anybody competing with Adam Trautman for targets. That's why he's one of the premier sleeper tight ends in fantasy football this year. One of the more interesting tight ends to talk about from a sleeper perspective is Hunter Henry. Now, he's been wildly productive through his career with Los Angeles. He heads over to New England this year in free agency. But we just saw Hunter Henry turn in 93 targets for 60 catches, 613 yards, and four scores. He has at least 600 yards in back-to-back seasons. People are down on Hunter Henry because of the change in team, the change in scenery, heading to New England. Now, New England, they're going to function through their two tight end sets. They bring in Henry, they bring in Jonnu Smith. Their top two receivers are Nelson Agholor and Jacoby Myers. They should basically be playing in 12 personnel as their base package. And Hunter Henry already flexed out wide or into the slot on 48.5% of his snaps with Los Angeles. So he's somebody they could use as a pseudo receiver in the offense. They're undergoing a quarterback battle between Cam Newton and Mac Jones. Mac Jones would be better for all the pass catchers overall. But even if Newton starts, you're still looking at Hunter Henry likely functioning as the pass catcher wide receiver one between the tight ends and the wideouts. And last year, he already had a 17% target share. That should be enough to pay off an ADP that's outside the top 150. He's going behind Rob Gronkowski. He's going behind Jared Cook. Those are aging tight ends in timeshares. Hunter Henry isn't a timeshare nominally, but he could be playing almost every single down with New England expected to up their 12 personnel rates. For that reason, he's a sleeper tight end that's worth targeting in New England this year. Going even later, we'll go to Dallas. We have Blake Jarwin entering his fifth season, still just 27 years old, coming off a severe injury, but I won't say lucky, but the injury happened in week one. If you wanted an injury to occur, it would be earlier the better, and that's what we have for Jarwin. Before Jarwin's injury in 2019, these are the stats you're seeing on the screen. Put up 41 targets, finished with 365 receiving yards, and that was with Jason Witten still in the picture, not to mention Dalton Schultz was there as well. This year, we'll have to see how Jarwin recovers from injury. He was previously playing ahead of Dalton Schultz. But the reason we want Blake Jarwin, not just because of a late ADP, he's an access point to an explosive Dallas Cowboys offense led by Dak Prescott. This is a team that scored over 30 points per game with a healthy Prescott and a healthy offensive line to start the year before their season really crashed after the Prescott injury and the offensive line injuries. Right now, Blake Jarwin is coming off the board right around pick 175 based on average draft position. That's behind Anthony Firkser. That's behind Cole Kmet. Neither of those players have solidified roles in their offense. Jarwin doesn't either to a degree, but we've at least seen it in the past from him. And again, he's an attachment to this Dallas Cowboys offense expected to take steps forward. So as far as lottery pick tight ends, Blake Jarwin is a fantastic sleeper for 2021. Closing it out, our last sleeper is going to be Austin Hooper, coming off the board just behind Blake Jarwin, entering his sixth season. He'll play this year at age 27 as well. Last year, moving over to Cleveland in his first season, he finishes with 70 targets, which he turned into 46 receptions, 435 yards, and four scores. The year prior with Atlanta, he did have 787 yards. So we know big seasons are in the realm of possibility for Hooper. He just has to overcome a crowded tight end room, which features David Njoku and Harrison Bryant, and one of the run-heaviest teams in football. Cleveland was 29th in overall pass rate last year. But still, we're talking about a team that has a double-digit win total. They're expected to win over 10 games based on what bookmakers are projecting. They have the second easiest strength of schedule based on opponent win totals. And it's a team that has the number one offensive line in football, which should offer a lot of projection for Baker Mayfield. And again, he's coming off the board as the tight end 24. He's coming off the board after Cole Kmet, after Blake Jarwin himself. And while he may cede work to David Njoku and Harrison Bryant, Cleveland also ran 12 personnel at one of the highest rates in football. Behind Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry, they don't have any receivers of consequence. So as the tight end 24 on an explosive offense, there are going to be games where Austin Hooper is usable this year. Maybe because of the late ADP, he's best left as a streamer. But if you're in your final rounds of drafts, Austin Hooper is a sleeper worth targeting that you can plug and play on a weekly basis based on matchup, making him a strong sleeper to target. Of course, I'm on Twitter at @Matt_Gajewski. If you have questions, feel free to reach out for me there. Otherwise, let me know what you think about the sleeper tight ends in the comment section. Hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell so you know when this and all other content goes live. And make sure to check out everything we have on the channel. There'll be best ball drafts, mock drafts, player breakdowns, you name it, all available for you this offseason. Thanks again for watching, everybody. We will see you again next time.